And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. A couple of new dads here in the studio, like really close. Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty and Rock God Rick. How close were the babies born?
We were November 18th.
Okay, so a couple months, huh?
We were January. Taro and Gina, like, for real, have been, like, my, like, sounding board of, like, what to expect. Like, Owen's a couple months in front of Wyatt, so, like, you know, I gauge, like, how tired or how fresh Taro's looking.
Yeah.
Like, I use that as, like, my gauge of what I need to expect a little bit. Like, the beginning, Taro was looking tired. And then, like, a little bit later, like, man, Taro looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm right now, we just branched into the feeling pretty good. And then, like, then I hear the, wait till this happens, and they start, you know, getting a little more of their faculties, and they start realizing what they're doing, and they're not asleep. That, so yeah, it's been a, Taro's been like the good.
The training guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we just, you know, like, we hear what's going
next,
on with
Taro?
Owen. Yeah,
yeah,
we hear what's going on with Owen. We know, okay, it was a couple months, that's what we got to look forward to.
Yeah. Prepare yourself.
Yeah. Well, we're talking some great fishing here, and what an amazing prize we're giving away.
Man, how about that, right? Yeah, if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, just an awesome opportunity. Somebody at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty, get to fish with Captain Taro, all the great stuff going on the boat, experience that beautiful ride, comfortable galley, the great food, the great crew. You're going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing on the Liberty. And if that wasn't enough, you're also going to get a $50 gift certificate to go enjoy some greatness at Point Loma Seafoods after your trip, before your trip, or just on a separate trip down to the big landings. You know, Point Loma Seafood right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's just a spot that is visited at least by us in the tackle store at least once a week.
We
love it and never get tired of Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah,
it's the best.
So you get to eat well and fish well.
You got it, man.
You know, speaking of the Liberty, you know, let's talk about the boat itself. Ricky said smooth, comfortable ride. It's a classic boat, right?
It's a classic. It's a one of four that were built in the 60s. The Grande, which was the America, is a sister ship, and the Freedom, which is up there in Pedro, is also a sister ship. And then there was a fourth sister, I forget the name of the boat, though, but it looks exactly the same as the Liberty, but I believe it's here in San Diego somewhere. I think it's privately owned.
Uh-huh.
But, it's
Dittmar Donaldson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wooden single plank.
Single plank.
85 foot.
Wow.
23 on the beam, and it was the biggest of the sport boats during that time in the 60s.
Wow.
So to build an 85 footer was like, oh my gosh, you're building an 85 footer.
Yeah.
It's big.
And what's your normal load?
We've cut it down to 40.
Nice.
You know, at the beginning it was the pack 'em on 50, 60 folks, which is great for fishing wise because you can catch them real fast.
Yeah.
But, you know, comfort now and just the creature comforts, and we feel that we fish better with 40 or less, you know. And then it's just the amount that you're paying, and you just want to have a pleasurable experience, and not to say that you won't with 50 or 60 folks, but to have 40, it's just better with 40.
Yeah,
and the style of fishing that we've been doing too, it definitely helps. You know, this tuna fishing that we've had the last several years is, you know, trying to catch 150 pounders with 50 people is pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
for sure,
it's manageable with 40 or less.
Yeah, so. Oh, cool. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's do that. Let's start off with John. John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I want a question for Taro on your 25 to 30 pound bait stick. What do you? What kind of line do you fish on that?
On my 25 and 30 pound, I usually have my reels usually filled up 80% with Spectra, and then I have like Iser line, either triple X or first string is usually what I fish on there as far as the
how many yards?
Usually between 25 and 50 feet just to kind of have a little bit of cushion and you know, when you're fighting your fish, you don't really feel all the head shakes and stuff, and it just kind of enough line to where right after your cast you've got your bait kicking four or five kicks and you're well, and then you're well into your Spectra. But monofilament is your friend.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. We have a great text that I just saw here, and it's actually an interesting question, and it's from Doug in Claremont, because often you think about this. How many times a year does the Mexican Navy come on your boat to check your fishing license at the islands? And, you know, first of all, you should understand that they're doing their job, and we're very grateful for them being there and having the opportunity to be there. But it's a pretty rare sight, right?
To see them, we see them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So we see them on a daily basis, and you know whether they come and check us, I would say maybe once or twice a month at the most. But they are there. They are doing their job, and you know we see them and say hi pretty much almost every day. You know we go and pass by their office.
Yeah,
every day. So they are there.
For those that are coming down to fish on the Liberty with you from out of town that haven't experienced that maybe are afraid of what it takes regulation-wise, you basically take care of everything in the permit process.
Yep.
You just show up like it were any other trip. Just make sure you have a passport with you.
Yes.
Is that right?
Make sure your passport is valid. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a passport or a passport card, it just needs to be valid. And we have people that come from out of the country. You know, they have a passport from Japan or a passport from China or Spain or something, and those are good still as long as they're valid.
Mm-hmm.
And the office does a great job of taking care of all the Mexican fishing licenses, the FMM visas, and the required papers that we need to fish there. But as your job as the passenger is just to make sure you have a valid passport card or passport booklet.
Now,
that's the only thing.
Some countries
not expired.
Right. Yeah. Some countries require 6 months on the passport or passport card, not in Mexico. So you're as long as it's within date, as long as it's a valid passport or passport card, it's good, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, good question.
Yeah, totally.
Always something that you need to be aware of. You're venturing into another country, and you need to abide by their laws and be fair. And that goes for the Liberty or a private boat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
do the right thing.
And if you are in the boat when it's checked, even that process is
it's very easy.
It's short. It's easy. It's respectful. Yeah. And
those guys are so courteous.
You're on your way. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. So, Taro, this happened to me. I'm the one that has to drive 2 hours down to San Diego to get on the boat, your boat, and being a newbie doing that for the first time. I didn't know the procedures as far as once I find a parking spot and, you know, head to the front office there, wait in line with some of these other guys that are already standing around. Obviously, you got to check in at the front office, and I believe outside there was a second staging table where you had to check in again and walk down to the boat after that part.
Yeah, so
but can you walk me through that whole thing? How does it all work?
So basically, you're going to go into the office first, and whether you've made a reservation or if there's an open spot and you're just what we would call a walk-up without a reservation, you would definitely have to go inside the office and check in and and get your orange ticket. So you're gonna receive an orange Liberty ticket at the front desk, and from there you're gonna have to wait in the line that's outside because you would have to sign the ship's manifest. So every person that gets on the boat has to fill out their information, just for Coast Guard regulations, and that would be the line outside that you're talking about. And also at that time you're gonna receive your number, which is very important. So if you haven't received a number yet, which is going to be for your galley tab or the number to put tags on your fish, so that's like probably the most important part is making sure you sign in after checking in. So check in, sign in, and then boarding is going to kind of be your step. So.
And the sign in's done by a member of your team.
The sign in is done by one of the crew, and that's like where you turn in your orange ticket and then you receive your number for the day. So sign or check in, then sign in, and then boarding the boat, and then
yellowtail,
and then yellowtail, tuna, and beer.
And don't forget your passport or passport card,
yeah,
like we just talked about.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a
good
lot for
question,
the phone
yeah.
call this morning. You want to get through? It's been a busy morning. JP's been very busy on the phones. Here's your chance. 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Captain Taro.
Morning.
My question is, actually, first off, I got a comment. I recently fished aboard the boat last weekend on a call and ed trip, and I got to say, what an awesome operation you guys do with the food service. I'm so used to you guys being like a full-day boat, but wow, you guys do it awesome on a day and a half. And my question is there any day and a half trips sprinkled throughout the season that you guys put on? Because I know you guys are a full-day operation as well.
Yeah, that's kind of a gray area that kind of is gonna be determined by fishing. So if for some reason the local fishing at the islands or fishing within the full day range isn't as great as we want it to be, and there's good fishing outside of that, then we'll kind of figure out how we can go online for longer trips. But we do have a few open party sponsored trips, some two-day trips, which are on the schedule. There's one in September, one in October. Sponsored by Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep. Those are two-day limited loads. So if you go on the fisherman's, one thing I'll note too is that you have to be specific when you go on the Fisherman's Landing website, like I'm doing right now, is you go to fishermanslanding.com, you search by boat, Liberty, you search by trip, and there's two-day trips and there's two-day limited load trips. Our trips are limited load. 25 people on the Liberty.
That's
huh?
so rad.
Yeah.
The fish with is all, great with 25.
Yeah.
85-footer.
There's still spots available on the September trip, which is Sunday, September 11th through the 13th, Tuesday, September 13th, and then that's October 16th through the 18th. And price is $735 for a two-day limited load.
That's awesome.
Includes all the food.
Those were the things that I was going to bring up is like the Liberty is the full-day boat at a Fisherman's Landing, but the reality is, I mean, it's a three-day boat that runs full-day trips. I mean, Sarah's food, awesome. The galley, super comfy, bunks, the shower's nicer than the one in my house, you know what I mean? Like, it's a really, really comfortable boat to be on
yeah.
that just happens to run
very
shorter
versatile.
Trips. Yeah, big
very,
time.
Very,
yeah.
very versatile.
And it fishes great as an overnight, two-day, three-day
yeah.
boat.
So whenever those albacore feel like they want to come back, we're definitely ready for it.
or searching bluefin
yeah.
or going anywhere,
yeah.
really,
it's,
right?
It's just, you know, putting the longer trips online is just it just depends on fishing, you know.
Yeah.
If fishing 85 miles is kind of the only game in town, and that's like what we have to do, that's what we're gonna do. But the crew and myself, our love and our passion is yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands, and that's like what we
that's your
signed
regular
up
gig.
For, and that's what we want to do, and that's what our regular gig is. But
yeah.
You know, we do venture off, and if we want to go do albacore or bluefin or yellowfin and do longer trips, and we can try to go online and do them. So
that's cool. You spend a lot of time, I know, working with the American Angler, and that boat has always been so synonymous with how fish handling and care is such a big deal.
Huge.
And you guys bring that level to full day fishing also.
Yeah, everything is bled and put down in 35 degree water, and you know my grandma wouldn't want anything less. You know, it was just to have a great product at like the end of the day is huge.
You know? Learn from some of the best, the American Angler, Frank Uhars,
just that
they're
long,
one of the best.
The long range fleet where that was formed, where like that style of fish care was formed was fortunately during the time that I worked on a long range boat. So going through the hurdles of figuring it out and kind of learning from Brian and Sam and Tim and Randy and those guys on how to do it was like, oh, okay, this is the only way.
Yeah.
Like just to eat something that you took off that boat versus something you took off that wasn't cared for. You know, it's just night. It's just a night and day difference. And I wish I would have seen Robbie do that demonstration, because that's
it's incredible.
Yeah,
is
he going to post that video?
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know.
So.
I hope it's available
on the AFLO website.
I'm telling you guys, wait till you see. I just didn't want to go on and on too bad about it. But the other demonstration that he had, he took a mackerel, like a mackerel that was caught off the dock, and put it on a plate, put saran wrap over it, put it in his refrigerator. Took another mackerel caught the same time and did the full process. Spiked it, bled it, cord through the spinal column, and put it under saran wrap in the refrigerator. And then took a picture of the two at a day later, and then 2 days later. And then the other one, then the bad one he had to pull out of the fridge, and it stunk the house up. The other one was 2 weeks old. We're talking a mackerel that was 2 weeks old but was cared for perfectly. I mean, it still looked like something fresh out of the water. Clean, chrome, eye was crystal clear. And the biggest thing he said is, like, there is no, you know, the smell of bad of your fillet isn't there because you get rid of all of the things that produce the bad bacteria. Like, it was the coolest demonstration. I can't wait until it's available everywhere. It might be already. I just don't know. But it was great.
Speaking of food, there was a great text from Bill in Leucadia that said, Tara, talk about the great crew and Sarah's cheeseburger.
For real.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had one of Sarah's cheeseburgers, I hear they are the bomb.
It's a half pound Wagyu beef burger, which is a version of Kobe beef, which, I mean, if people are really into food, know that the Kobe beef is like the most expensive piece of beef that you could buy. So it's like it's just a version of that type of beef, and it's a giant burger. You'll definitely need the bunk right after it.
I do have a story that I always have to tell when somebody talks about Sarah's burger in particular. So when Dallas and I were first dating, well before babies and everything else, we went on a day and a half trip on the Liberty. And at that time, Dallas was a pescatarian and had been for like 6 or 7 years, you know, dietary reasons, like she ate fish, ate chicken, but didn't eat any type of red meat. I don't know if she ate chicken. Anyways, we went on a trip, not the nicest weather, and she was feeling a little motion sick and just wasn't feeling good for like the first half of the day. And we were in the galley playing cribbage, and I'm sure in her mind was just like, get me off of the boat, I'm over it. And like, Sarah did what she does in the afternoon and was cooking up Liberty burgers, and she was just like, I haven't had a burger in 6 years, but I want that. Like, I want exactly that. And she goes, would you order me one? I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm like, what do you want? She goes, I'll take that with bacon and Swiss cheese.
Having not had
a piece of red meat in like 6 years, she ate a Liberty burger, and literally from the next day on, just like,
that's
100% back.
Back full speed.
speed.
Just back to
thank
back
goodness, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, so Sarah cured her of
cured her of being a pescatarian.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting with that fishdope.com report.
You got it, man. Today, it's sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. And check out the brand new ceviche kit. Stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street, or call for details, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, or better yet, just come on down to our Sail at the Docks event today. It's the last day. Sean and Melanie are in the parking lot with the full show display and offering the full show deals right now. So all
show
those
deals.
Yeah, all the extra packs of rubs for discount, the lunch bag specials, all of that is available right now at Fisherman's Landing, right outside the front door of Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Can't beat it. Hey, good morning, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Well, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Taro. Great show as always. Just kick back
hungry?
Listening. Oh, absolutely. I want one of those Wagyu burgers. Let's go. That sounds phenomenal. Hey, I just wanted a quick story real fast. I remember when I was a little boy and my dad, we were off the San Clemente Pier back then, and he goes, come on, get in the car. We're going down to Oceanside. The McCullough's just got three giant Dittmars. We're going to go look at them right now. And I'm like, okay. Never even been to a harbor before. I grew up on the San Clemente Pier. We jumped in his station wagon, the company car. We went down and looked at the Liberty, the Freedom, and the America tied up side by side by side in Oceanside Harbor. So I know that was both. That was a big deal to my pops when they built those Dittmars. It was pretty spectacular, those big boats. And how bitching is it that you're on that? And it's all dialed in now, and you own the boat, Taro. That is spectacular.
That's cool.
Absolutely. That is it's a lot of history right there, my friend, a lot of history. But, hey, let's talk about fish. So Nacho up in San Pedro or in Long Beach had squid again this weekend, and some of my clients were lucky enough to get some squid before he sold out, and they went over to Catalina, and they had some pretty fun sea bass fishing, and they had fish up to 40 pounds, Pete, over at Catalina, which are big fish for this time of year at Catalina. So that's some good news. And then Tuesday, like we're all talking about, here we go. I've been telling everybody for the last 2 months, get your tackle ready, get everything ready. Well, if you didn't get ready, and Rick will tell you, the backup for your reels is pretty big time right now, and the season's going to start in 2 days. And like Taro was saying, all the boats are going to go out, and they're going to cover all this water that hasn't been looked at for 2 months. And hold on to your hats. If it's anything like it's been the last 5 years, they're going to stumble into that bluefin again, and we're back to the races, and here we go. So Tuesday's the big kickoff. I know we got a little bit of weather coming at the weekend, but everyone's going to get a good idea of what's going on here on Tuesday, and we're going to have some phenomenal reports for you next Sunday.
I think you're right.
Oh,
I think you're
dead
right about that, buddy. No doubt about it. Love it. That's always a fun – it's such a fun, like, opening season, you know. It's like first day of hunting season or first day of football, whatever it is. Like, that's how the rockfish opener feels. Like, we're back at it, and it, even if it's not a rockfish thing, it's just got that feel. Things are back.
Yes, but don't forget.
Right, we're back to fishing.
Don't forget, four vermilion, not five, right?
I know, pretty cool. But we get to fish 800 feet of water, so you could drop down your 12-ounce weight.
Oh,
and you can wind up fish that you're not allowed to keep.
Wow.
And then you can wind up fish you can't keep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of cranking.
That is a lot of cranking. And of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys will keep you abreast of all that's going on. They get the reports from Dave. They get the reports from Mark Wish and all the top guys. Put them on a website. You know when to go to Catalina, when the squid's available, when to go catch those sea bass, which I guess are really going to start happening here soon. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, here's the number one thing about Fish Dope and about my website, and Taro's going to love this as much as Booger does. You no longer have to follow the Liberty around all day. I mean, you can actually go out and find your own fish if you follow the game plans on your saltwater guide and over at Fish Dope. You don't have to follow Taro, and that would make him so happy if you didn't follow him all day.
That would be good.
That would be awesome.
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Yeah, if you think, like I say to Booger all the time, And you, the same thing. I'll tell it to you all the time. You guys are amazing that you can drag 20, 30 Parkers around with you all day and still get the fish count you get. That is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
At least my boat, when they start following me, I just crank it up to 35 knots and we just go away and then we get a new area. You guys... You got no chance. They see you starting to head in one direction. They all get out in front of you, and they run right over your fish because they don't even know what they're looking for. I'm sorry, not being negative. Yeah. Love you guys. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Right. See you, Dave.
See you, Dave. Thanks a lot for that report. Appreciate that. So what's worse, sea lions or fiberglass boats?
Oh, man, I don't know. they're both up there.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thanks for
Bye,
that.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Talk to you next week.
That's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, Anza. Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Heidi and Don are going to be at the PCS show next
year.
I know this year was a total success.
Huge success.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that they're going to be right back there again for the next one. I mean, an awesome opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool because they not only have their it's all good. They not only have all of their traditional knives, the law enforcement knives, the hunting knives, their original fillet knives, but that Fish Pro series, if you haven't checked it out, are so cool. They literally sat down with Raymond, with Sean at Fisherman's Processing and set out to develop the, you know, what does it take to build the best fillet knife on the planet?
That's
shape
awesome.
Of the blade, size of the blade. And the big thing that I never really thought about that Sean and Raymond were such a big part of was the shape of the handle and like how protection from your hand on the handle, from your hand slipping forward or backwards.
You know, it's
not a thing that a guy like me ever has to worry about. But for Raymond, like, you know, how does the shape affect you if you're going to be cutting for 8 hours in a row? Instead of for 20 minutes, you know, like all of those things went into consideration to build that Fish Pro series of knives.
And that handle is, as you know, from filleting a lot of fish, is a critical part.
Very critical.
Yeah, and that's having that professional design it so that it doesn't slip and you're not going to cut yourself. I have a great story on that. I was out fishing on field research one time with Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and a friend. And a friend had bought this really cool knife that this manufacturer he was working for had made, super sharp and everything. And it had that handle you don't want. And Tim Baker was doing some filleting and just cut himself badly. And so Mike Lum looks at him and he says, is this knife for us? And the guy goes, yeah, I brought it for you guys. He just tosses it overboard. But, you know, you got to be careful.
It's a thing you don't think about is sliding forward on it. You know, some people think about losing their grip. Well, your grip is one thing, but if your hand slides forward on the handle, you're just running your hand into a sharp blade.
Like, and so that's why you want a good quality knife like an Anza that's made for filleting.
The other thing on Anzas is there are people who are very good at it. I am not. I am lame. When it comes to sharpening a knife, I just don't have a good skill set of it. Most people do, and I just don't. Those knives are not stainless steel, they're high carbon steel, and it's just a lot easier to get an edge on that blade, and it's a lot easier to keep that edge on that blade. And for me, like, that's everything, because if I'm using a Forstner and I lose my edge, it is really difficult for me to build it back up, and those are just like, it's just a couple of quick hits with that honer, and it's just perfect again. Yeah, they're really good knives.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a bunch more of your phone calls with Captain Taro. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Taro, talking liberty, talking fishing. It's been a great one.
Yeah, really good. And the phones have been packed, and everybody wants to win that trip on the Liberty and that $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafood, so let's jump back on it.
You got it. I actually wanted to hit a cool text that I thought was a really good one from Enrique and Fontana. It's for Captain Taro. What is your preference on fishing fluorocarbon leaders for fishing tuna and live bait? Short piece of fluoro right to the hook. Do you like a real long fluoro or a short piece of fluoro to the spectra, a real long piece of fluoro to spectra, or do you like mono with a tied piece of fluorocarbon? Also, could you touch on small hooks?
There's several different ways to do it. So the way that I do it really determines on what type of tuna, what type of bait, and what size hook.
Really?
So yellowfin tuna, which is probably you're going to hopefully be using small bait because it's like feeding Skittles to kids to fish small, fish little bait. And it's something that, you know, I feel every Southern California angler should know how to do because it's going to come back. Fishing with little bait, little hooks, light fishing line. And that's where I feel you need a little bit of give and you need some sponginess. So I'll fish monofilament. I'll fish 25 to 30 feet, 40 feet of monofilament when I'm fishing with smaller bait. And I'll have a little 3-foot piece of fluorocarbon attached to the monofilament. Smaller size bait because they aren't as strong. You know, you kind of need to help them swim. And the monofilament will flow off your reel a lot better than it would if it was just straight spectra. Because spectra at times will get stuck to itself and you know, you can get bites, you know, fishing the spectra, the short fluoro using a small bait. But I feel like if you have monofilament, it'll definitely benefit you in several ways. Fighting your fish, getting bit, getting your bait to swim is going to be the way to go when you're using smaller bait. Now, flip over to where bluefin fishing, you know, we're fishing that 35 to 75, 80-pound fish, and that's where I'll do something completely different. I'll probably fish 25 to 30 feet of all fluorocarbon because now I'm taking away one less connection that I have to worry about when I'm fighting a bigger fish. So the only connection I'll have to really worry about is the connection to my hook and the spectra to fluorocarbon connection on my 25 to 40 foot of fluorocarbon. And it's kind of hard because you need to find a type of fluorocarbon where you can buy a bigger spool, and there are some out there, but you could always just fish the whole spool or fish half of your Seaguar or whatever. But 25 foot is going to be something that I would highly recommend using when you have your spectra to fluorocarbon.
And I mean, if you're doing 25 feet, that's still three fill-ups on one spool
I mean, you get 75 feet. Uh-huh.
Especially today when you get buy two, get one free.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Buy four, get six, and a free leader.
Wait a minute. Buy four, get six?
So, well, if you buy four, you're getting your one free on twice. So you're paying for four. You're going to get six back, but you also get a 50th anniversary. Seaguar, like, built these, and they are bitching. Like, we got some people so bummed that we wouldn't sell them one, but it's very specific from Seaguar. They made this bag that, like, perfectly, it's like a cylinder-shaped soft-side tackle bag that, like, perfectly holds six spools.
Oh,
and there's,
wow,
like, the little individual, you know, little ports that your line will pop out of.
Nice.
So they hold perfectly steady, and there's, like, a little Velcro strap on the top so that your line won't, like, get funky and just, like, rip off on its own. It's got a killer little Seaguar logo on it and a clip in the middle of it so you can clip it to the side of your tackle box. It's bitching. It's
so
really
cool. So you buy four, you get two free and the free.
Exactly. You know, buy four, walk away with six, get the leader keeper. My bad.
And then you have enough fluorocarbon to fill all your reels.
Yeah. So, okay, long top shot, you like that.
I like that
fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
Now, what about your connection when you're connecting your Power Pro to your long top shot of fluorocarbon?
See, now that's where everyone has something different. Like, everyone kisses their significant other completely differently. So, on that one, I've kind of grown fond of the FG knot, which kind of takes a little bit of time to tie. And, you know, if you don't tie it right, it does slip. But I kind of feel every knot has something that fails. But a confidence knot, something that you have confidence in. Because, Rick, I'm pretty sure you tie something completely different, too. So the knot that I like is that knot, FG knot, and then the knot that I use for monofilament to fluorocarbon is just your regular uni to uni knot. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The advantage of that FG knot is that it is properly tied. It is the skinniest knot that you can use. I mean, it's tied around a single strand of line instead of a doubled strand of line. So it's just, it is the smallest.
It slides through your guides nice.
Its advantage is that you don't even hear it going through your guides. Its disadvantage is you have to be good at tying it.
You can make a mistake.
It's the easiest knot to tie incorrectly because it's done of a series of basically, best described as like under and over weaves.
Yeah.
And if you get those weaves out of order, it will fail. And unfortunately, it's one of those knots that doesn't fail super easy. Like, there are some knots where when you put even the tiniest bit of pressure, it all comes apart. And an FG knot with your weave sequence screwed up, it'll hold a little bit, but then when you really need it to, that's when it fails.
Right at
the
end and your fish is that color, it's definitely your test.
Yeah, so it's got huge upsides, but it's got its downsides too. You know what I mean?
Huge downsides.
You just got to be good at tying it.
Yeah.
So practice.
Yeah, practice it. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the jam-packed phones.
Let's do that. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, Taro, I've done that two-day Let's Talk hookup trip every year, the one you do in September. You run an excellent operation. You always put us on the fish. And I could have second what you said about Sarah in the galley there. That woman is a one-person crew, and those Liberty Burgers are really something. So my question for you is about the Coast Guard inspections. I know a lot of the boats, they've been down for them recently. What all does the Coast Guard go through on those inspections? How long do they take? And what is the most common thing that gets flagged on those inspections?
Every year, so all of the boats go through a yearly topside inspection. And, that, I mean, they are coming down with their white gloves and doing everything from the life-saving equipment, the fire equipment, looking through the structure of the boat. Sometimes they pretty much go through the boat from bow to stern and quizzing the crew on certain things too. So it's a very thorough inspection that usually lasts a few hours. And like a flagged, they are huge on safety. So, you know, looking at the life-saving equipment, the first aid stuff, looking for your wheelhouse stuff. I mean, making sure you have a watch alarm and seeing that your radar works and stuff like that. So like a lot of the flag things kind of varies from boat to boat, but they are huge on safety.
That's a big deal, yeah. And they get tougher and tougher every year on you guys.
Tougher every year. But
so you know when you go on the boat, you're on the safest platform, right?
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
And then, so to speak, for our boat, I mean, we have 5 licensed captains that are on the boat.
Wow. 5?
No kidding. To get your captain's license, you're definitely going through more of an in-depth school, right, of firefighting and first aid and learning about the ocean and boat, which, you know, you can't get more of a hands-on experience than working on a boat. But yeah, we're
that's awesome.
Licensed here now with 5 guys.
All right. Very good. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about another great text from Oscar? He says, I've got a boat question. Taro, I'm looking to do some upgrades on my own boat and wondering what brand of gyros and side sand sonar and transducer that you run. That says mahalo from Oscar.
We have Fujinon Stavoscopes, which are, I feel, they're top. They're top of the line, about $5,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And
don't want to drop them.
No.
How many pairs you said you have?
We have 4.
Oh, my God.
So
that's $20,000
those
in binoculars.
And that's, I mean, 9 times out of 10, we see the fish or we see a stop before we even get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we aren't just...
Would that be just bluefin and yellowtail?
Bluefin, yellowtail, kelps, whatever. Just visual fish, visual sign we see through those binoculars. And then once we get closer, we can use our Furuno equipment to scan them up on the sonar and look on the up and down. And I think for a private boat, they make versions of all of that, which will fit a private boat. So,
yeah, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday's show, which if you missed yesterday's show, Ricky, you got to go listen to it, because the Lyle and Elena were great fishery scientists. Mm-hmm. But Lyle was talking about the importance of kelps and what they mean to basically like growing juvenile fish and what a ecosystem or mm-hmm. ecosystem those kelps are. And it really makes you appreciate how important kelp patties are to us. Yeah.
I'll bet. That's
really
interesting.
It was really interesting. Yeah.
I've always blown away at like some of the things you'll find, like, you know, you see, oh, there's bait fish on that kelp. Like, we've seen rockfish on kelp patty.
We're,
you know what I mean? Like, offshore, on the surface, like, you know, you just assume that, oh, that's got to be a mackerel or something. Like, everything teeny lives under those things. Like, you know, that's a boccaccio that's
little
like...
calico bass.
It's crazy what those things start.
That's like the start of life on the ocean there.
Pretty cool.
That's how important that is, for sure. If you missed that show, go on the Let's Talk Hookup app or on letstalkhookup.com and go to the archive and listen to both hours. It was an excellent show, and as well as this one, and will be posted right after the show too, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Ryan? Ryan's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, sounds like we might have lost Ryan, so we'll jump back into him. How about we talk to Tom from Temecula this morning? Good morning, Tom. You hanging in there with us?
I am. Good morning,
right,
guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Taro.
Good morning.
Taro, my question is, what are some of the considerations you have and consider when you're switching over from island fishing to offshore fishing?
From island fishing to offshore fishing, it's definitely range. You know, being able to reach the offshore fish and have an ample amount of time to make a catch, because our trip is only a 12-hour trip. So our offshore fish is definitely has got to be in range, and there has to be enough of that fish to be able to feel like we can make a catch. So within 35 or 40 miles is ideal. You know, there were times this past year where we were looking at Catalina, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
that fish was way up the line.
Yeah,
right?
we were making a 50-something mile run.
Holy
but
mackerel.
There were several days where it was one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're burning some fuel and burning some time, but your risk is high, but your reward's really high as well.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the factor.
You're
going to
go, basically what you're saying is you're going to go where you need to go.
We're going
to
go where we need to go as long as it's in our range.
In your range. All right. Very good. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Tara from San Diego. Says she loves fishing on the Liberty. Do you plan on having a jig slinger's ball at any time? And that would be awesome. And thank you for the crew. Has always been professional and on the fish. See you this summer.
I think that jig chuckers ball trip that Ryan did on the San Diego is just a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't.
Cool.
Ryan
and Hayward put together.
I don't think that could ever be redone.
No.
I was talking to Michael the other day, and it was like everything lined up perfectly.
Yeah.
The group of guys, the way the fishing was. I don't think it can be done.
Yeah. Not all of those guys are with us anymore.
Yeah. So I don't think we'll do one just because that is the only one that should ever be done.
Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You have to go on Inside Sport Fishing on Amazon and watch it.
Yeah. It's pretty special.
Yeah. For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into it. Or do you have?
I got a text. This is from a frustrated private boater, John in San Diego. Says, Captain Tar, what strategies do you use and what strategies can I use dealing with sea lion issues?
Oh, man. That's very, very tough. But our style of fishing, run and gun style of fishing is the strategy that we use and we have to use. So as a private boater, it's pretty tough. I know being on the move is probably the best way to do it, is to keep and stay away from seals. Drop them off to your friends if they're following you.
Run by the Liberty and drop them off, right?
Yeah. That, you know,
don't be a slow troller.
Yeah.
It's a super effective way to get a bite when the opportunity's there. But, I mean, if you are just slow trolling sardines and you got three sea lions behind the boat, you're a dog on a leash.
Yeah.
You know, you got to not do
that
for a while.
You're not going to get a bite.
Or go do it somewhere else. Or,
yeah.
It's like being in Jurassic Park, you're that little goat. Just wait. You know, you're just on a leash. Just wait.
Yeah. It's an effective method, but once the sea lions get on you, change up.
You gotta do something.
Going out to look and find something off the beaten path is the way to do it, you know. Being in a private boat, you have speed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a motor that you can go fast and you can cover lots of ground, and investing in a pair of binoculars is definitely the way to go, and find something that everybody else is not doing.
Yeah, Rick always asks this question, so I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
If they had to take away your sonar or your binoculars, which one would you lose?
Oh, man. I'd probably have to lose the binoculars.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like a 50-50 thing, man.
I would probably lose the binoculars.
Wow.
Because I still have eyes.
Yeah, sure.
I have eyes to look out on top of the water, but then I don't have eyes to look
see
down
on the bottom.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is good.
Especially from a Coronado Island guy. You can't be that surprised right now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and eating good at Point Loma Seafoods. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Kamikatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Kamikatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Kamikatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who is the big winner. Is it going to be one of our callers, one of the texters for this trip on the Liberty Point Loma Seafoods gift certificate?
JP selected a caller.
And Taro picked a random number that was associated to one of our texters. We are going to flip the coin and find out who's the winner.
Flip it up
there. Flip the coin.
Okay, we have a texter as the winner this week. And congratulations, Ernie is the first surface iron question text.
Okay.
Ernie, congratulations. Yeah. You're going fishing on the Liberty, and you're eating good at Point Loma Seafoods.
Point Loma Seafoods, fantastic. And Taro Takeuchi, captain of the Liberty, you enabled to an incredible job, and the crew. I mean, I can't believe you said you had six licenses on.
Five.
That's a lot.
Going
of
on six.
Going on six soon.
License? What's going on here?
Again, you're starting your Coronado Islands trips tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We are online 7 days a week now, unless we're chartered.
And it looks like beautiful weather here for the next 3 or 4 days.
And then it looks like we have a little bit of wind coming on the weekend, but hopefully that'll change.
Go on tomorrow. Is there still space available?
We have no reservations.
Not yet.
40 open spots.
Okay. So and how many do you need to go?
You know, we would hope to get 10, but we can definitely work with that.
So it'll be a nice light load.
It'll be
tomorrow.
A nice light load.
And a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about it? All only right. would take 10 guys to get together to go fishing on the Liberty tomorrow. Let's do this.
Go. Go for it. All right. If somebody wants to go,
they can look online at fishermanslanding.com or they could call the office 619-221-8500, and you can always follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, very good, Taro.
Good
luck.
Sole owner of the Liberty, Taro.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, next weekend, thanks a lot to JP for answering the phones and covering all the engineering, and of course, Adam for the expertise he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And next Saturday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Boz East Cape will be here. And then next Sunday, Rick and Corey talk calicos and tuna. That's going to be a couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you right back here on the Meyer 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's